the awakened man, the man who woke up. What does he wake up from? Obviously a dream. And what kind of a dream is this? Well, I would call it a state of hypnosis. And this state of hypnosis, although I'm using hypnosis in a rather archaic sense of the word, is a state of being entranced, spellbound, fascinated, ignorance, where you see but you ignore everything that you're not looking at. Awakened from that illusion, from that state of hypnosis, and he knows when the cat falls off the tree, the cat relaxes, you see. And so the cat lands with a soft thud. Get hurt because the cat has faith. To take away everything to which you cling, to cleanse you completely of all beliefs, all ideas, all concepts of what life is about, so that you are completely let go. In this way, you crawl into great space, and then pull the space out after you. And you demolish it, so that it doesn't hold water. And step by step, you unearth, and we find ourselves swimming, or sinking. Now, when you find that you're living in the universe of relativity, nothing you could hold on to. You've got to learn how to swim. And to swim, you've got to relax. Stop grabbing. When it says it's the art of let go, of non-attachment. Non-attachment doesn't mean that you stop grabbing. You get rid of stickiness. And you're there's nothing that can stop you falling. And although there are a lot of rocks falling with you, with trees growing on, or things like that, you can cling to one of those rocks if you like, as it goes down with you for safety. But it's not safe. Nothing is safe. Everything is falling apart. Everything is in a state of change. And there's no way of stopping it. And when you are really resigned to that, and when you really accept that, then there's nothing left to be afraid of. And when there's nothing left to be afraid of, and you've given everything up, and you know that even suffering offers no security, even suicide offers no security, there is no security at all. You simply have to face this fact that everything is in flux, and go with it. And so the poem says, seven times down, eight times up, such is life.